No, I was gonna do the Markiplier opening.
Ready?
What if I this whole time I'm like this?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast, episode number 112. Are we on 112 or 111?
We're on 113, bro.
We're on 113.
113.
I need a firmware update. Firmware update me.
190.
190? Welcome to episode 190 of the Group Podcast. Yes. That's 2 years. Wait, we've been doing this for more than 2 years. That's 3 years.
We have been doing this.
Can you believe it?
No.
That's damn near four.
That's damn near four.
I can't read.
How many weeks are there in a year?
54?
52.
There's not 54?
No.
Make sure to use code GROUP for 10% off with your lean. Did you guys know that if you buy lean, calf-free, your heart doesn't go crazy? And if you buy caffeinated, your heart still doesn't go crazy.
Okay, other energy drinks and then lean.
Yeah,
ready?
Wait.
I'll be the heart. And then you...
Okay.
Okay, ready?
So. Oh, yeah. What is this monster?
Oh.
Bleep that.
Clear.
Okay. All right, ready? Redo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is this? Is this a new lean drink? Caffeinated?
La 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 la.
Oh, I feel like I can take on the world.
I love that.
Whoa. Dude, my heart.
Wow.
My heart is singing carols.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's great.
That's great. What's good, bro?
Make sure you use code GROUP.
We don't have a delay anymore.
We don't.
We're saved. Was it bad last episode?
Like, did anyone check? It was horrible.
Was it really?
No. Just like in the moment of us saying like, hey, Gronk, and you were like.
That's not, yeah. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It was like, all right, say, hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah. It was like
no,
that.
No, you
yeah.
Do watch.
Okay.
It's unnatural.
Hey, Isaac.
Yo.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, actually, I think at one time it was kind of like that bad.
We had to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We did have to fix it.
You guys were like shadow puppets.
It added a funny little like pause. Almost like a comedic like thinking answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I kind of like that.
A comedic buffer.
Well, he could do it in real time. Grunk.
Yeah.
See?
Wow. What's going on in your life, Grunk? You fully moved in yet? Oh, no, you're not. You're at your house. Never mind.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah, look, I got a nice lamp going on back here.
Yeah, but all that, bro.
No, soon. I don't know. I'm waiting until at least one other person moves in because I don't want to be in there alone, you know? But,
Wait, there's only one other person there or there's no one there yet?
No, I want one other person to move in so I'm not alone in the house.
They
haven't moved in, bro?
Mm-mm.
What the, bruh?
Oh, bruh.
I'd be there.
I'm not gonna lie. I was playing this game before we did this, and this one character kept saying, bruh.
Is that why you say,
and
bruh?
That's like in my head right now, so.
Bruh.
All right, bruh. Oh.
Do you want me to move that water over here?
Dude, the lean tub has multiplied in mold since the last time we spoke about
it. Dude, no, it's not. It's the same.
Look at the bottom, bro. There's a big black chunk.
Ew. Can someone send me a picture?
Yeah, I don't want
to. We'll take a picture of it.
I might have
it. Honestly, I'll keep it near me for the next podcast. It'll be near me.
I think you should put a ventilator up to it and then breathe whatever it.
Ew! You die.
Are you being mean to me on the podcast right now?
Dude, no.
These are horrible,
wait, I got a crazy one.
There's an organism on Larry's phone.
For the listeners at home, the giant lean bottle that was once
the island.
Purple.
It's like an alien.
It was once purple for lean and pink for lean is now like a bloody red almost. It's almost guys, at like a watered down red.
You guys
red.
Actually freak out? There's like a fetus in there, like just like an umbilical cord to the top.
Nothing
yeah,
would freak me out,
I'd
bro.
I'd
nothing.
Freak out.
Damn.
What's that?
He's unfreakoutable.
I'm just nonchalant, bro. You could tell me that's the blood of the firstborn son and I'd be like,
bro,
yep.
Bro, that's the blood of the firstborn
little,
son.
Yup,
figures. Just the group chat.
Dude, he's unfreakoutable.
On God.
It's not a word, bro.
Say a crazy thing.
What's your biggest fear? Have we ever talked about this even?
Biggest fear? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Probably episode two.
Yeah, that sounds like an episode two topic.
No, we definitely did.
That was like, what, 2 years ago?
I remember the pod. I remember the thumbnail for it. It was a shark.
No, it was a shark.
In the pool.
Yep.
Yeah, because I used to say as a kid, I was scared of sharks being in the pools and shit.
Yeah.
That was episode 16.
I actually did discover my new fear, though. And that's anything large objects in water. Like, I'm actually afraid
really?
Of
really?
You have a thalassophobia.
Yeah. Like a big dick in the water.
Thalassophobia?
I think it's thalassophobia.
Thalassophobia. Well, whatever it is, I'm scared of big giant objects in the ocean.
That's
so if I saw a yummy in the ocean, I'd freak the fuck out.
My big old booty just in the ocean like a merman.
That was good, Nick.
Thanks,
what
bro.
What'd he say? What the fuck?
No, nothing. Bro. Last... He had to be there.
He said he'd be scared of me in the ocean.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, what did you want, bro?
Thalassophobia.
How do you spell that?
T-H-A-L-O.
L-A-S-S-O.
I think there's L-O. Oh, it is
L-A. Wow.
Oh, it has ass in there, bro. Yeah, they're mad funny.
Fear of, you're scared of ass, bro.
You're scared of ass. And
yeah, weird, bro. Fuck that shit.
Yep, that's okay. Exactly what happened.
I remember this happened to me and I never got scared. It was a giant kraken.
Really?
It was like, I was like, what do you want, bro?
Okay, look at those scary steps.
Oh, yeah,
right
the
there.
Scary steps that go underwater. Oh, yeah. Like that.
You don't like that?
That's what my bedroom looks
nah,
like.
That's fine. You know what freaks me out, though? Seeing a chain go all the way into the abyss and into the ocean.
Like
the
you're still
that's
fazed by
silly.
Chains, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just unfazable and unscarable.
Like you wouldn't scuba dive into a big ship that was sunk on the ocean floor.
No.
What if it wasn't that deep?
What if there's diamonds in there?
Only like 300 feet deep.
300 feet deep.
That's a lot of feet.
That's a lot of
that
feet.
Much.
A little bit.
That's okay, look. Deep. I think I could do snorkeling.
Okay, maybe that is a lot.
I tried snorkeling and I actually was so afraid and it like was very unexpected for a guy.
Did
like
you
me,
breathe in
like,
all the water?
No, I just saw all the fish like going in and out of the rocks and I was like, what's in those rocks? Something might jump out and get me. Like it was very scary.
Bro, you just reminded me of something. You guys know how clownfish they sleep in anemones?
A what?
Yeah.
Anemones.
An enemy?
Like a group?
No,
anemones.
Like your op?
Did bruh. You not watch fucking Finding
Oh my gosh.
I actually
oh my god, dude.
I haven't.
Okay, I'm sorry I just spoiled it then, but look up anemone.
Okay.
But Grunk, you know what I'm talking about.
Spell it right.
Yeah, of course. Anemone.
Not enemy.
Put C in front of it.
Oh,
anemone.
No. A-N.
E-M.
There.
Anemone.
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 Oh, okay. Whoa. Anemone. There. Those things right there. Those like little happy things. Okay. Yeah. So the clownfish sleep in those.
Ooh.
Or they like seek shelter in them or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about it. What if we made a couch that had those kind of like little those things and you get to lay in it?
Technically, that does exist, but they're all woven together. It's called a cobra couch.
But not woven together now, and they're like kind of like, you know, long and kind of weird.
How would you sit in it?
Like, you just lay
like
in it, bro.
It needs to be zero gravity.
No.
I'm going to have to do
I think Isaac just made that up.
No, it is. It does exist. I forget. It's not a cobra. It's a snake couch or something.
He's talking about a weaved couch, right?
Oh,
it's like the giant thing. It's like
green.
Oh, this thing. Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like a knitted thing.
But it's a little looser. It's not that tight.
Yeah, but imagine.
It looks crocheted.
Imagine it looks like an anemone.
Have you seen Lil Yachty's couch?
Mamami?
Lil Yachty couch.
Mm-hmm. Is it made out of horse
story
hair?
Couch.
Two-story
no.
couch?
No, it's like a cat tower.
Double decker.
Lil Yachty couch.
It's already a thing. Oh, it's this. Yeah, dude. This is a Steve Lacy cover, bro.
It looks like a sex toy.
Album cover, look, bro, he got it too.
What do you
Steve
mean?
Steve Lacy probably copied.
This
Lil
album
Yachty.
Came out before that.
Let's see. How we'll did figure you, it out. Let's see
well,
it.
I'm sorry. How
did it come
just,
out?
Dude, there's this fucking flies typing on my computer.
Listen, I didn't hear about Steve Lacy until 2023, so I'm not sure, bro.
Who's Steve Lacy?
Right, really?
He's like the one guy okay. who goes like
unveils cover art. This came out 2019.
All right, let's see Lil Yachty's couch reveal.
Reveal the grand reveal. Couch review.
I don't care. I still believe Lil Yachty's a trendsetter.
There is a really big topic I want to talk about today, by the way.
2020, bro.
Oh, what a loser.
Sorry.
Damn. Wow.
So bro. Not a trendsetter,
Yachty.
Bro. Can we address the elephant?
Can I address the elephant, too?
Yeah.
Did you want to address the elephant first, or do you want me to address the elephant first?
You can address the elephant.
The elephant in the... Well, no, I don't think I'm addressing the same elephant as
no,
you.
No,
so
you're not.
Go
There's
ahead.
Two
which
elephants?
Elephant you're addressing?
I don't care. It's a circus.
This room is small.
What's a circus?
This is a circus. So many elephants.
Oh, I'll address the tiger in the room.
Okay.
Well, let me just say that the tiger woke up.
What?
And he released an album, The Death of Slim Shady. And,
what is happening?
Blocked him immediately.
Blocked him immediately. Grunk, did you hear Eminem's new album?
No, I didn't even know he did that.
Dude, I showed Larry a song and he was just making fun of fat people for like 2 minutes
really?
Of the song.
I wasn't.
No, yeah, Larry wasn't. No, let me clarify.
Larry heard this and he was just like, fuck fat people,
bro. Bro.
Okay, I gotta say something because you said that yesterday night. Larry was damn well convinced that the Jerk remix that he heard on his phone was the real song.
That was actually really funny.
By Eminem.
No, dude, that was actually so funny.
Dude, it was like really heavy drums.
They were like Eminem would sound good if he had 808s behind it. And so I was like, oh, wow, that's in the song? That sounds weird.
Eminem has a song called Jerk?
No. It's like a...
Jerk music. It's like a...
And Jerk beat.
Oh. Like Jersey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sort of.
But yeah, I saw it on TikTok. It was like, Eminem with like 808s. And I was like, dang, okay, this sounds kind of tough, bruh. And I was trying to show Isaac on YouTube, like the music video, because I thought it was in it. Because I only saw a snippet of it. and then I'm like, this is not it. They totally faked that.
He straight up said, 30 seconds left of the song. He's like, when is it? When did it drop?
Wait, when did you show him? When did you show him?
Huh?
You showed him yesterday?
Yeah, not last night.
The reason why is because I just showed him the album. And he probably believed it because he had a song with JID.
No, it was the single that it released before the album.
He had a
song with JID?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the album.
Did JID go hard?
Yeah, actually.
Good.
Yeah, he went
always,
actually
always does.
Yeah, he did. But it was just so funny because, like, I was telling Larry that some of the songs, like, the way that Eminem raps, I feel like if anyone else were to rap or lyricize, like, rhyme anything the way that he does with his wordplay, they would get made fun of.
Yeah, they do.
I could swallow a bottle of alcohol in a feel like Godzilla. You
know, it was bad, dude. There were some bars in there that was just like, I was like, dude, if anyone else were to do this, like that one song called Road Rage, Room, Room, Room.
Oh, yeah.
Road Rage, Room, Room, Room. And we're like, huh?
Gen Z ain't ready for Eminem.
Gen Z ain't ready for me. They trying to cancel me, bruh.
Yeah.
Phineas, man, stand, Ferb, son, Perry, go, run, and I go to the bus. Us, you know, we are us.
Doofin' Schmerz, Doofin' Schmerz, Doofin' Schmerz.
Bro, that's ass.
My elephant.
You literally said the same word three times.
He was onto something, and you're like,
I love Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz.
That guy's always he's always up to something. That's what's great about him. Every day is an adventure.
He's acting hella dubious lately.
No, he's not.
Not lately?
You don't know him.
He's reformed.
Isaac, Doofy, did you have an elephant?
Yeah, my elephant is the former president of the United States, got literally shot at during a rally.
That didn't happen.
You're right. My bad.
Tobey Maguire got bit by a spider.
It's all AI.
Whatever the fuck.
Tobey Maguire. That was a song.
Sorry.
Babytron.
Yes, it was with Babytron and Big Sean.
I didn't like that.
And Big Sean.
I got bit by a goat.
Me, I got bit by a goat.
Tobey Maguire got bit by a spider. Me, I got bit by a goat.
I got bit by a goat.
Yeah, that is a huge elephant. I can't believe I forgot about that, and I thought about Eminem first.
That I was talking with Yummy yesterday, just briefly.
Just goes to show who my goat is, bro.
No, we were talking about just like how much like access we have to information and how news goes by like that.
Well, that's right. definitely going to be prominent. No, that's going to be news that's prominent for the entire rest of the year.
No, I say for I the entire it. Like rest of the week.
You doubt it?
Tops.
Bro, he's going to be a martyr because of that now.
I don't think it's going to be popular after the election. After like November, nobody's going to care. It's going to be an
about
history
what?
For like 100 plus years, but nobody's going to actually talk about
you know
it.
Who you know who I mean, I feel really, really bad, of course, for the families, right? I feel bad for, you know, Donald Trump for being potentially fucking assassinated. That's horrible and that should never happen. I also feel really bad for someone that shouldn't be involved, which is Demolition Ranch, because his merch was being worn from the shooter.
Oh, yeah.
And he got involved in it because of that. Isn't that kind of sad?
Yeah.
Like that's like
sad.
That's like the shooter a few years ago that subscribed to PewDiePie.
Yeah.
That's like kind of really fucked up. I can't imagine that like mental toll that takes that your brand has an involvement or someone avidly wore
with
something.
Terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Like literal
that's
terrorism.
That's fucked up. And all of those eyes are on you. You know what I'm saying? Like millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of people are seeing your brand.
Because people have this impression that like your audience is exactly what you purposefully cultivate, and then anytime anything happens they almost like look to you like you're responsible partially.
Especially older people.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much the entire demographic that went like bananas batshit crazy over the fact that he had a t-shirt on.
Talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. He's gonna make a response video about it.
He has to make a response video for something he had absolutely no involvement in.
He had people at news stations asking.
Yeah, there's like three names that come up, really, and it's like the suspect, the victim, and Demolition Ranch.
Speaking of which, I need to speak about this. Like, actually, I don't give a fuck. When you're such a bitch on the internet that you have like you think that you can have like no filter to just like say the fucked up shit you're saying. That one guy, Destiny, bro. Like, he's straight up making fun.
That was wrong.
Bro, you're like, on it, like an innocent bystander who is a fucking fire chief, right? Fire chief, was he? He got shot. He was killed. And this guy, fucking Destiny, is going on the internet saying that he deserved to fucking die.
Absolutely. Positively. Yeah, all politics aside.
Like, is that not fucked up?
Yeah.
The guy was a firefighter.
Yes, he was
a firefighter.
He was a firefighter, yeah.
And you know what Destiny's argument is? Because he was there, he deserved to die, essentially.
Yeah, because he was
just a crazy take in general.
The freedom of choice when it comes to political parties.
That is the people who you're fucking going up against in politics are people like that that just believe that because you think some way, you just deserve to fucking die. Like, what?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Is doomed.
They are.
Our country 100%. Is doomed. Our country is pitted against each other, and it's getting worse
way too polarized, bro.
Like, I was trying to do my damn research about things, like, because I hear all this talk about Project 2025 and how bad it is, and, like, I want to look at the shit for myself and actually, like, fully understand, because I can't trust any sources, because it's just, like, it's so biased. I want, like, a biased, unfiltered, like, just give me the rundown. Give me, like what just this project is trying to do. And, like, I went to go to the actual thing, and it's a 922-page document. Mm-hmm. It's, like, I'm not reading that. Like, you can't expect... a normal citizen to sit down and read that. It's
what is
crazy.
Project 2025?
It's bullshit. It's
a project that a lot of people have been. I personally myself heard about it. I don't know fully a lot about it, but it's something that's really just scaring a lot of people. There's a lot of things apparently in Project 2025 that's like really damning and really really bad.
I have no idea what is in.
What I've heard is that Trump is trying to like take. Or Project 2025 is like basically trying to change democracy and like make it so the Conservative Party will just be in office for the rest of time and and like
basically trying I believe like strip power away from something like they're trying to
like the like what that. Is it the How checks and balance system they're like throwing that out the window basically and
holy.
But I'll it's be really bad
don't, we don't yeah, even know what we're talking about so
yeah
no, we don't that's the thing.
But, like, that just goes to show, because, Grunk, like, that's kind of why I try and publicly nowadays try and stay out of politics, because, like...
Of course.
Honestly, there's so much going on in my own fucking life that's kind of hard to keep up with my own life, but then also, like, I also have a hard time educating myself, and my lesson was, my lesson was from, like, the Ukraine stuff, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I remember, like, we were all hearing about that stuff, and then there was, like... funds that were being stolen, like millions or billions or something like that being stolen and used personally. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I hear stuff like that and I'm like, fuck, man. Like, now I don't even know what to believe anymore. And like, as much as you can do your research. I mean, I will say is that like, you know, the Palestine stuff is actually really fucked up. That genocide is actually really fucked up. Like that is undoubtedly now, like that is beyond without a doubt. Like, and that's why I kept my mouth shut on that. But that's just because I don't want to put my opinion out there when I could be not. It's not like I'm afraid to be wrong, but I'm just afraid to be misinformed and then spewing out shit that I'm kind of misinformed. You know what I'm saying?
That's my fear too.
That's why, like, I want to be able to gather my own correct information and then talk about it. Cause it's just like, I'll be honest. Most of the info I get on this political nonsense is from TikTok. And it's like, that is not a trusted platform at all. I can't get
dude, some person posted a video. Sorry about that. Some person posted a video on TikTok and it was people like, I think it was like noob tubing or like sniping or something like that. And it said POV, like the shooter, like missing, like the assassination. And then someone commented, this is how I find out. Like they found out through a TikTok. Yeah, isn't that insane?
It's crazy.
I was about to say.
New tubing.
There's, you know how it is.
Yeah. Twitter is like super dangerous, I feel. And I only say that because where do you hear about 90% of the like world events that happen in your people like us day in life?
Twitter.
The
and then if you're over 30, it's probably Facebook.
And then
probably.
If you're under 14, probably TikTok.
I'm pretty sure Twitter is first and then Facebook second now.
But if you think about the mass media manipulation that went on with all those news sources and the news outlets, think about what Twitter has in store for it.
Dominion?
No. Yeah. Just think about what...
DaBob?
DaBob?
Is that Bob?
No. Dominion or DaBob.
Is that Kevin?
This is Kevin.
That's Kevin.
Yeah. But just think about that. Twitter is... It's being subject to possible media manipulation, and I don't even know if it started, if it will. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And it's crazy how just, like, the culture around just jumping on people is just like,
yeah.
Like, nobody can catch a break.
It's because there's so much hate in people's hearts, man. There's so much hate.
I know. It's like, we're getting so divided. It's like, there's no turning back. We're far too gone. We're far too gone.
I'm still convinced that half the people online aren't real, and they're bots, and they're, like, literally coded to piss people off and, like, start problems.
Dude, that should be a movie.
I think people are...
that should be a movie.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it's real. I'm 100% convinced it's 100% real.
Yeah, I can see that.
People literally go out of their way, like, to code these bots that combat other people online just to create divisiveness between...
That's ridiculous.
People in the US.
I also think that COVID 100% fucked so many people.
COVID 100?
COVID 100.
Oh my God.
Dude, but think about like warfare. Like how secretive a warfare like that would be just to divide the US population against itself.
It is crazy because like that's not even so far out to say. Like we don't know shit about nothing.
Divide and conquer has been a saying for longer than the US has been around, I believe. Was it Roman?
Divide your ass.
And conquer it?
Really? And conquer the whole.
Whoa, conquer the whole.
What are some really big examples in the past of divide and conquer?
Oh, God, I'm horrible at history.
You said God?
No.
Also, I was going to say, this is one of those things where I really miss like being in school with like my history teacher because like
he was
one of those guys I would go to be like, what does this all mean? And he'd be like, all right.
Sit down.
Yeah, he's like, sit down.
You got a minute?
Because it's just like, with the sources stuff, like even when you go to news outlet, there are websites to fact check whether or not this news outlet is biased or not. And then you're like, okay, now is this fact checker being honest with me
or not? Right.
It's like layers of it. There's layers of like, is this fact checker even like, being honest and saying that no, this is like I don't. It's so hard.
I thought something evil.
Yeah.
I thought something evil the other day in the shower.
Oh no!
Yeah, what? And I have a lot of shower thoughts. It's actually where I
can imagine you like putting your arms on the wall, and, like, shower, like the water.
Actually, I put my head in the corner and I put my hands like this in the corner. I'm like, you know, right there, and I'm talking to myself,
man.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I actually thought about it. I thought about the pros and cons to AI, like a really really smart intelligence. Artificial intelligence being like a presidential candidate, like an untampered with.
Wow.
Like if it was to be able to learn, like, on itself, if it was able to like not be tampered with, which would be potential. Imagine like having your own AI and like telling the AI, people are going to try and ruin you. People are going to try and kill you. People are going to try to do this. And you got to just combat, like try and be the best. Like the only way, in my opinion, that like, because like a human's going to be self-serving, right? Like if they're a president, for example.
They're going to have influences that are deep-rooted. Like
they're going to give to the lobbyists. They're going to, whoever's putting money in their pocket, they're going to try and feed.
What's,
you know,
a
what
lobbyist?
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I don't even, like, that's how, dude, it's crazy. I don't even know what
a lobbyist. That's so crazy that you asked that, because it's like one of those things where I know what it is, but I don't know how to explain it.
I'm pretty sure it's people that, don't they help fund campaigns?
Yeah, and it's usually like, aren't lobbyists like typically like big gas companies and shit like that too? Like big things like that?
Probably. Oh God.
Well, all right, before the sounder looked
at AI president could easily be manipulated because whatever it's fed is whatever it's fed. So it's like whatever information, it's like, hey, you need to do this. It'll be like, yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, wait. Okay.
That means someone has to operate it. That's man.
Well,
no.
I mean, it just means that if it's learning, you could teach it what to learn. Basically.
It can only learn from the information that's already around. And who's to say that what Nick
had, I feel like
it would avoid, can't be taught.
It would just go analytical and then side with majority on everything. And then that, you know, whatever.
Yeah. What if that, dude?
The freedom of having...
I don't
having,
think it's side with majority.
Okay. I figured it out.
The freedom of having choice is like important, an opinion.
A lobbyist is a person who tries to influence lawmakers. So lobbying is a way to influence the lawmaking process by convincing lawmakers to vote as you want them to.
Mm. Oh my God.
So essentially you pay them.
Dude,
a lobbyist is someone who pays someone. Yeah, it's kind of like what I was saying.
And it's crazy because that's
the founding fathers
lives.
Would not be happy.
Yeah, dude.
That stuff affects your life and it's all being influenced by money.
Rolling in their
politicians money. Who become lobbyists get a 1400% pay raise.
Dude, I don't want to sound like too crazy or like way too off. But like with the different parties of presidencies throughout my life and the different everything that's happened, my life has changed about this much from who's been president.
Right?
I don't know why
right?
everybody freaks the fuck out every single 4 years and a new president's
but
in
then,
office.
It's probably because we're not that old. Like, I feel we're like also, the older, dude, I mean, get, I'm 24.
Like, I've had two presidents as an adult, and like,
we're not paying attention to the things that change.
What? Right, like yummy, 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 yummy,
bro.
Think about this. Think about this. Would you consider yourself working class? Be honest.
I mean, I went from like,
yes,
lower class to middle class to upper class.
That's true.
I've been in all three. Like, yeah. I haven't been on government programs, so like, I guess I don't have that experience there, but like,
yeah,
beyond like anything like that, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like it all has to do with taxes and shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
but taxes,
that's coming from your boy who don't know shit.
The boy who don't
know shit. Is financial aid for college a government program?
It is. It's
everything financially can aid you if you don't make a certain amount of money. You can get money for kids that you have if you don't make a certain amount of money. Pretty sure for schooling, everything. Housing, food, like everything.
Right, right. Okay.
Disability.
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 That's okay.
Everything.
Yeah, I got my college fully paid for when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, like 18.
Like, what? Like,
my mom didn't make a lot of money.
In state of like, I got whatever school you wanted in state, or?
No, well, I went to community college. Yeah. They actually gave so much money that I was able to get money back to buy books and stuff like that.
Was it like 20 grand or something?
Mm-mm. No, no.
That's probably financial aid.
So it was like helpful. You know what I'm saying?
For, what was it? School lunch.
School lunch?
High school?
Aid for lunch?
No, like when I was in elementary and middle school.
Oh, they gave you like, they help you?
Yeah, I had to like send, like, me and my mom had to send this like form that showed like your income and all this stuff. And then they'll give you like,
damn, that's nice.
They were chill about
dude, that. I'm just thinking about it. Like, if things have changed and I'm not aware, then that just goes to show like how little of the population it would affect and how much you really have to pay attention to other people to understand how much a presidency could change things.
Can you, wait one more time, can you say that again?
Like, you have to pay attention to everything to even know what's going on. It's not like I'm living under a rock.
Right.
I'm just not informed. But I think the main things that I've seen over the last, you know, like 4 to 8 years is like abortion law changes for certain states.
Yeah.
And
dude, I mean, why are we still on that? Hey, sorry if you're like really religious or something like that, but like, I can't, why? What? I thought the purpose of government was to like, help protect the people, not try and fucking dictate what the fuck they do with themselves, bro.
It is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Dude, want to hear something crazy?
You're falling into state law versus federal.
Yeah, but either way, I still feel like that's fucking stupid. Like, the only time I have a problem with a woman doing an abortion, which, you know, that could be a hot take right there, but like, realistically, if they're using it as a form of contraception, because that's kind of fucked up to me. Like, if you use it as a way to have, like, an abortion, like, you're getting pregnant and then getting rid of it, like, 7 or 8 times. Like, I guess if you want to do that to your own body, I guess, sure. But I still kind of feel like that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But do I feel like a woman who gets SA'd should, like, you know, have that, be forced to have that fucking kid and also go through the potential complications for that? What the fuck?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But like, accidents happen too, bro. Like, that's fine. Yeah. You know? And then some people are like, oh, just don't have sex. Like, bro.
Like, don't live life, bro.
Don't live life.
Go hide under
a rock. Dude, you're fucking
weenie. How did you get fucked?
Yeah, bro. Like, what?
Oh, you're getting laid? Yeah, loser.
Yeah,
loser.
Dude.
Loser.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Go ahead, Gronk.
I was gonna say that like a lot of people use this argument of like my body, my choice when it comes to abortions, but not my body, my choice when it comes to vaccines. And it's like that's not even comparable. Mm. Like, vaccines are for others, and abortions is such like a that's for yourself. You know, like. It's just a crazy argument, and people are crazy, and
they just like just like to deflect, bro. They just like to deflect on problems and just like to divert them to others. And like, what I've noticed with online arguments and Twitter and stuff like that is people like to take an argument and then like to spin it to make it seem like, just to again redirect the fucking bullshit off of them or the main argument at hand. I notice a lot of people have accountability issues or just like an issue with honing in on that one issue because when you really keep on diving in on that one person, they eventually go blank. Like, well, they won't have a reason for the most part.
A big thing is that, like, nobody wants to be wrong and nobody likes being wrong. And where you were saying that you care about being misinformed, unfortunately, most people don't care about being misinformed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, to prove any point that they believe, will grab onto, like, speculation, conspiracy, literally things that are not proven at all, just to try and prove their point and say that you're wrong because this happened, even if there's no proof that it happened whatsoever.
And sorry to cut you off. The worst kind of people are the virtue signalers.
Yeah, I can't stand
that. Can you define a virtue signaler?
Someone that agrees with something or tries to air out something to make themselves look really fucking good.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know how somebody is, and then they're completely different on Twitter.
Yes, bro.
Just because it's like appeals to a mass of individuals.
Just makes himself look better.
It appeals to the audience. It benefits them
in terms of like money, like their community, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
And you know what I realized, by the way?
Yeah.
I feel like being in this content creation space, like, that allows us to see who's virtue signaling and who's not. Like, I feel like people that are not in
night and fucking day.
Yeah.
And then as a content creator, when you know that, it's kind of like BM or just kind of like it does nothing to call them out on that, at least publicly. And then all you can really do is just not talk to them privately. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like at that point, what does it do for you to call that person out on their bullshit aside from wrap yourself up and shit?
It's so interesting. Like my partner, for example, like, I explain these things to them and they're like, yeah, I never even thought about that. Like, I'd never see this person in that type of way. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, I feel like the average Joe Schmo does not even like look into things like that at all or notice it. Dude, and it's like,
Twitter
crazy.
Brain is rampant, bro. Twitter brain is rampant. Yeah. It's really just about like, the whole pandering and the whole virtue signaling thing is just really bad. You know?
The wildest thing to me is just how present it is right now. Like, when you look again, like when you look at history books, you have all the, you're ahead of it, right? So you have all of what the effects of what actions led to. So you're like, oh shit, because of this, that happened, and then, you know, so on and so forth. But like, all these issues that we're having, it's just so present, and it's like...
And you know where I think it stems from? I think it stems from people not... They lack identity. I think they lack identity in a way where like, they're trying to get some sort of validation from people online or from, you know, and trying to look their best to their peers by like elevating themselves and making sure that they look like the best that they can.
Yeah.
Like overly exhausting themselves to care so much.
Oh my gosh.
Whenever, and I promise you, like, go ahead.
Might be a hot take, really. But like whenever some big name gets canceled, then like tons of creators who were never involved once dogpile this person, whoever it is, and give their opinion that no one asked for. And it's just like, you're not involved, and two, it's virtue signaling, and three, it's just like weird behavior. And sorry, shoot me down for that take, but like,
will argue back and say things like, you know, that's their opinion and they're allowed to say it. It's the internet.
Of course they are.
You can fuck off. Another thing that they can say is like, well, if they're a bad person, why are you defending them? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
I'm not defending them, but yeah.
No, I know. I'm just telling you what people could say.
That's just what they would say.
A handful of things in my pocket, right? And then the pocket goes infinitely deep for some of these people. So,
you know what's
like,
even crazier than that? Because it goes a step further where if you are a creator and like somebody does something really bad and you have nothing to do with like a really big creator, I've seen it happen where people get mad at you for not saying something, even if it has nothing to do with you. They'll be like, you know, why didn't you say something about Doc disrespect? And it's like, I don't have to. Like, I don't support what the fuck he did. Like, it's stupid, but I don't have to say that, like, publicly.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, look, I've always kind of said this, too. It's just, like, looking for an opinion from, like, a content creator that's mainly into, like, entertainment, for example. Like, looking to me for politics of all fucking people. You heard how I don't even know, like, I mean, I know what I'm kind of talking about, but at the same time, it's, like, the most shallow,
Where'd you hear it from, this guy, Soft Willie?
dude, the best way to describe this podcast is that everything that we say is the tip of the iceberg. And it's like the very tip of the iceberg that we just know, like the top of the top, and there's like a whole entire thing underneath, you know, that we just don't really know.
Yeah.
And we just kind of touch on that.
Because at least for me, like, my own attention is really just towards like movies. It's a lot of media. I'm a big media consumer because I just like, again, like one of my biggest, I guess, hobbies and just side things is like art in like a lot of ways, right? Art in again, like in sound and in music and all that stuff. And that's just what my big, so like, you know, switching from that, that's like a whole different world. And then back to like, you look at Twitter for a while and you're like, Jesus Christ. Like,
right.
It's just,
dude,
it's such a different thing.
I think a big issue with the way that things happen now is like we mentioned before, like the speed of which everything travels, like in terms of information on the internet, it affects the way that people have conversation. Like there's no room, there's no time for conversation. Plus people don't want to look like they care too much. People want to look like they don't give a fuck, but they're smart. Like people don't want to have these deep, long, yeah, link and be like, oh, you're yapping, little bro. Oh, you're trying too hard.
Yeah, TLDR. Dude, TLDR. That, ain't reading all that.
The yapping shit is annoying.
So there's no time for conversation. And like Grunk was basically saying, is that people can only view you with the information that you give them.
Yep.
Anything else beyond that, they assume.
Yep.
And anything else like beyond that is dangerous to like everybody. It doesn't help anybody.
Whether you disagree or agree with a said topic at hand, people look at that and you're giving them information and you're confirming it by, you know, tweeting it. But silence, on the other hand, can be taken in any way, shape, or form. And it's usually negative. You know, if you don't say a certain thing, it can sometimes be positive, but it's mostly negative.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It applies to a lot of things, bro, because people will basically, like, what people do is, like, everybody has their own perspective and their own experiences. So if they have experiences with, like, people A kind of agreeing with something you said, but they also, those people also believe something way further that was way worse, but you said one thing on a surface level that kind of agreed with those people, they're just going to think that you believe everything that's way worse than what you know, who you could actually be.
Mm.
So, I don't know. It's just a lot of, like, Twitter's just horrible, basically, is what we're getting at, I think.
It's boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Twitter's horrible. We're not political, so don't take our information as advice or truth. We're just
talking.
It's like being, saying I'm not a financial advisor.
Pretty much. We're not political advisors. We just talk. So have your own opinions. Be who you want to be. And, you know, that's
do your damn research.
I'm a political advisor.
Oh.
My advising that is to do your own fucking research and stop being a stupid fuck that like believes the first thing you read. Or actually just go outside, dude. Just go outside. Get the fuck off your phone. That's my advisement for today.
I promise you, like viewers at home, I know a lot of you guys are just inside. Stepping outside.
Maybe someone's listening to this on a walk.
Wow.
Could be on a walk. Wow. But
I know a lot of you guys are fucking inside.
I don't know if you know this, but a lot of people who listen are driving, so.
Oh, don't get into a car crash. Look on your left.
Look, I think the best way to wrap this all up, at least for me, because I'm all political, all everything, serious talk out. You know, if you disagree or agree, that's fucking dope. Don't make it personal, because it's not personal. The only one is, if you make it personal, that's a personal issue that you have, realistically. And, you know, again, like you guys had said, this is probably like the most transparent we could ever be, is like through a podcast, you know, where like a conversation's allowed to kind of happen when we kind of like pick and choose when we want to have it.
Yeah.
It's not that we like avoid these conversations. It's just, we know that there's so much negativity. There's so much turmoil. There's so much, all of this conversational politics, all this like these, you know, human rights issues, all these, like everything. And so like our job, we feel, is to just not bring that up and talk about it, because like it's already everywhere else.
I want to be an escape for people to be entertained. Yes. So in terms of platform, this is the only one where it would make sense to have something like that.
Yep.
But yeah, it gets to the point where literally as a creator, like I don't want to have problems or talk to my stream about any problems I have, because I know that if people are trying to escape their own problems, they don't want to come to me and then hear about mine. Mm-hmm. Like I want to make my everything that I make fun.
That's also another thing of like, and I know like streamers, for example, streamers are a very big example of, you almost know everything that's going on with a streamer, like relationships, like what happened yesterday, like, well, you know, what did they eat a lot of? What did they do? What did they, you know, all these things. And I remember when I started streaming for the first time, you know, like I would be talking to people would be sharing stories. So then it just felt natural to want to like share any experiences, things like that. Now, what I've kind of learned from what happens with that, well, there's one, I remember the first big problem that I had was people getting a sense of like best friends or this kind of
parasocial.
It's the parasocialness. And that was like really scary, because you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, I was only like, you know, when you talk to somebody like in the store and you kind of share like a little, you know, experience or whatever the hell, and it's just like, all right, then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it's a different thing when you're talking online and then you don't know, you don't even look at them. You're just kind of speaking to the void in a sense, and people kind of can just pick up on that. But, I guess what I'm trying to get at is like the practice of And I hate seeing what we do as like work. And it still is very fun, but it's still at the end of the day, like work. It's like job. And like for me, I guess it's, I separate that from like my life, like who I am and what I do and the people I talk to and what I share to.
It's a character.
You know, yeah, like it's, in a sense, it's just like, again, but, like you said, this podcast is the best place for us to kind of allow ourselves to kind of speak on experiences because we're sharing whatever. But ultimately, like, I don't want people to know what I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like what I do.
Yeah,
what
like,
I just want to show, I just want to create, present,
mm-hmm.
allow for them to react, do whatever, and then move on. And then the next thing I create, I'm gonna
present. Bro, you know what's the craziest part? My observations about people that have like those like parasocial sort of relationships or like those obsessions with like content creators and stuff like that. I'm telling you right now, you could be obsessed with like your favorite YouTuber, streamer, fucking TikToker, I guess. If you were to ever become friends with them, I'm telling you, like, I know how they would end up becoming. They would end up becoming the opposite of what they were. They used to love that person, and now they're doing everything to dick on that person. It is the craziest thing. You know what I'm saying?
Find out too much about someone you idolize.
Yeah, you find out way too much, and then you just start, you dick on them. You purposefully go out of your way to now be like,
because of the obsessive personality. If you have an obsessive personality, as soon as you don't like one thing or don't agree with one thing because you're so obsessive, you're so self-centered in your own mind that you're so just targeted. It takes one thing to throw you off course, and then you know you feel the opposite. Now I have to obsess over hating them. It's just
right. You get so connected to someone. Thing.
It's like one lane.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Stick to one lane, kind of.
Notice thing. Your toxic thought patterns and do something about it, man.
Notice them.
That's my take.
Or don't.
Yeah, or don't
do the easy.
Just, or snap your streaks and eat some hot Cheetos. I don't fucking know.
It's like one's like an elevator and one's a staircase.
No, I think the only way to realistically get out of it, aside from like working with a social worker, is genuinely just growing up, or getting a partner, like dead ass. Yeah. I've noticed like a lot of people, they just grow up by getting a partner. They get the partner gets himself, like what ends up happening actually is that they dump all of the shit onto that partner instead of onto the internet, which is not good. But like in doing so, you kind of like learn that way.
And you also get a response that's more like,
More real, helpful. More
you
real.
Get broken up with, then you get heartbroken.
Oh, yeah,
then you go to the gym.
Yep, then you get ripped.
You get fucking ripped.
Then you trend.
And then you go. Problems. Yeah, and then you get a twin.
Go to the hospital.
And then you compete.
Goggins, and then you have a heart attack. And then you go on Joe Rogan show.
And then you go on the
beating
Joe
somebody up.
Alpha Brain.
Did that happen?
Probably.
Alpha Brain.
Somebody did.
Alpha Brain.
Which is not our sponsor. Gamer Subs is our sponsor. Make sure you use code group for 10% off.
Gamer Subs.
But anyway, are you guys going to listen to the Real Slim Shady album or no?
Yeah, no. I haven't heard any of it, but I doubt
I'll sleep to it.
Okay, you're supposed to, what is it called when you're supposed to listen to it in an order?
Chronological.
Dab me up, bro.
Yeah, well,
a linear album?
Yeah, it tells a story. You're supposed to listen to it in chronological, or, well, not chronological, but just down the line. But
that is chronological. Oh,
okay,
linear.
Chronological.
Linear album. Linear album.
Is that what it's called?
Well, dude, I think so. Listen. The only thing I saw about the album was Tech N9ne was like smiling, really happy. He was really happy to see Eminem rap. He was like, he's the best, man. I think he said something like that.
I saw a video. Well, I didn't see it, but I saw the thumbnail. It made me laugh. It was called Rapper Reacts to Eminem's like the Death of Slim Shady, and he was like crying on the album.
Oh my god!
And I was like, damn, is it that crazy? Oh
yeah. Is this his last Eminem. Album ever? Is that what it is?
Is this like it for
I don't know.
Or something?
Well, he killed Slim Shady, bro.
I'm pretty sure he's like going through turmoil, like of him with his past self, which Larry mentioned to me is really funny because he's like obsessed with his past self.
Oh yeah, who was it? I think it was Anthony Fantano that said that. It was like, dude, he's really obsessed with his past self. Like, he has been talking about his past self, bringing it up.
It'd be hard not to be. Did you see, like, the effect that he had? What was it, the VMAs, where he had, like, 80 dudes walking in that looked exactly like him?
With the hair, the short
hair. Yep.
Stuff.
That's crazy.
He had some crazy shit going on. He kind of owned the early 2000s, I'll be real.
No, he was huge.
And then Gen Z tried to cancel him.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Trying to cancel who?
There's a little kid.
I blocked him immediately. No, but the...
Blocked him immediately.
What's it called? The fans also don't help, like, at all.
Oh, the fan base?
Because every single album... I saw a video. Oh, man, I gotta find it because it was so funny. It was a clip of somebody, like... showing like this album. It was it was the one with the American flag that he did. I forget what it's called. But it was like this album, and then all the fans' reactions were like, oh, it's over, dude. He's gonna flip the industry upside down. Like, he's gonna make everyone so mad. Nothing happens. Everyone called it the worst album ever. Drops the next album. They're like, oh man, this is it. It's gonna make everyone so, Gen Z's gonna be so pissed off.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Album was like, okay. Next album, it's like the yeah. same pattern of yeah. like, this is like, he's, oh, he's back. That's what it was. Every single time they're like, Shady's back. Shady's back, baby. He's the real Shady is back. Gen Z is not going to so be able to handle him. Yes, it is back.
It's like,
what are they saying? These snowflakes, bro. Gen Z's going to hear and they're like, oh, why did he release that?
No.
Hey, but low key,
it's over.
It's getting him numbers because even the people who are dicking on him get thousands of views, and it's a lot of eyes. And then it just, they're like, all right, let's check it out.
Can you look up Road Rage Genius lyrics for a second?
Yeah.
I want you guys to read.
Oh, please don't tell me that's the one that I saw.
Scroll down a little bit.
Does he spell a word?
No, not this one. That's the one with JID, I'm pretty sure.
Great.
Hold on, stop right here. Let me see. Yeah, dude, diabetes, and instead of us dieting, we can just have a pie eating contest, and we should be delicious. Extra nice, what, instead of honest, and instead of exercise, what, it's easier to find a triple X yours, like, he's just
got a push side of chain.
Look, there's like how many lines, like 15 lines of him talking, like,
as it starts increasing, all that starts
do more harm than good. So call me Abe Lincoln, because wow. I'll be honest, I can flip in the blink and
a whole honest. Verse dissing.
Why does he still rap like that?
I don't really.
I know that he could do it like differently, but he just doesn't want to, I guess.
He can break free.
Why fix something that's not broke?
Yeah. If it broke,
guys,
don't fix it.
I'll be honest with you, though. Like, we're kind of treading a scary fan base territory.
He's 51.
The Eminem fan base.
Now, hey, listen, I was a big Eminem fan.
I love Eminem. I love him.
Eminem fans gonna cancel Jimmy.
Please don't cancel me.
Dude, no, listen, it's like,
I love him.
Bro has had actually, because what did it say? He's 51.
Yeah, he's 51.
He has had the craziest, like, under the radar career out of anybody his size ever.
He's under the radar.
He's underground. He's low key. He's underground. You didn't know that?
No, under the radar in the sense of like he stayed out of the public spotlight for like 20 years.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that is, he's always very like, true. Dude, if I saw him in the street, that I'm like, who true. Is that? That's not Slim Shady.
Yeah, that's just some Joe Schmo.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Watch Dogs, the game.
Oh my God.
Watch Dogs.
You're right.
This is Eminem
right.
Core. Wait, this is Eminem going to the studio.
Wait, that's Marshall.
Dude, I bet you there's...
That's Marshall.
There's probably a trailer of Watch Dogs with an Eminem song.
Oh my God.
You better lose yourself in a moment.
Yeah, this is Eminem. This is the death of Slim.
That's him
baby.
Protecting Haley.
Yeah.
Wait, right there, bottom left. Over there. What? Him protecting Haley. Wait, is that a guy?
Sorry.
This is Jessica Simpson putting petroleum belly all over my jelly belly.
This
my
is me
belly.
Hacking all my music into every single car radio.
Sorry, dude. I can't get behind the old like Slim Shady freestyles because it's like, yeah, I found a baby on the sidewalk. He was dead. Then I hit him over the head with a lead sled and he died. It's like, bro. He's like, put him in the cradle, threw it in the attic. Shut up, bitch. I'm an addict. Yeah.
It's almost like slam poetry.
Yeah, it's like incriminating slam poetry.
Yes, it's like the most violent music ever. It's
how
like,
do you be like a police officer listens okay, to that and be like, listen. What?
But when we talk about the goat,
what is that kind of music called? Where they like incriminate themselves, they like tell you how to fucking.
It's just rap.
Like, I know what you're talking about.
How to commit wire fraud or how to commit
how to scam. It's
punch
like scam
made,
rap.
Punch made dev.
Scam rap. Is that what it's called?
I guess so. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because there was one of a guy who got arrested because he was talking about how he was. I think he was like sim swapping or something like that.
He gave a whole entire tutorial.
All his lyrics were just an instruction list of how to do it.
The same thing that the.
That's kind of turned.
That the New York street racers, that one guy who raps, he does the same thing. He's like, gotta take the plates off the RS7, swap the VIN,
squeeze
take
Ben's?
The card. And I swear to God.
Clean tunnel for the RS7. Squeeze Benz, is that who it was?
No, it's the guy who raps, it's Inbox, I think. And he's like, gotta drive around with no plates in the RS7. Gotta drop the VIN off, gotta drop the package. Yeah, I don't know, he just says dumb shit.
Hey.
Punch Me Dev by far has some of the funniest ones.
Yeah, no, he does. He got like reached out to by the government about it or some shit. He got, like, right?
Was that millions him? Of views on like how to sim swap.
Yeah. Wait. I think some of his best were, you're actually right.
There was Packin' Pills. There was
one of the guys who got arrested. All I know is that he was like just sentenced to Well, first of all, he couldn't use the internet or something like that. He couldn't post or something. Like, they completely stripped him off that.
That would suck.
And he just had to deal a shit ton of community service.
He's got a solo song called I Love Scams. Wire Fraud Tutorial. That's one of his
Wire
songs.
Wire Fraud Tutorial is really funny.
I was gonna divert the topic for a second. And you guys watched that new Mr. Beast video, right?
Yeah.
I actually didn't. I didn't get to yet.
All right. Well, I'm not going to spoil anything for you. But
I think I know.
But think about it like this. Imagine being like Mr. Beast, and 6 or 7 years ago, you were watching probably some of those YouTubers, and now you're like the biggest in that fucking room.
You are now watching a master at work.
Dude, I think if you added every single one of those like YouTubers up, it still doesn't equate to 300 mil.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
50 mil plus 40 mil plus 30 mil.
Oh, does he have 300 mil?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's got more subscribers, I'm pretty sure, right? Isn't that more than all of them?
Yeah, he's the number one YouTuber in the entire world.
His production level is ridiculous.
There's no way he has more than all of them combined, really?
Not all of them combined, but he has more.
You think so? Maybe. It'd be close. Because you got like Laserbeam and KSI, Laserbeam, Logan Paul, KSI are like 70 mil, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, this is topic. We can come back real quick. I just want to say that there's a TikTok account of this guy who goes,
"Oh wait,
not so fun." What's it called? Not so fun facts. And then he completely fabricates.
They're lies.
And he made one. They're all lies. And he made one about the Mr. Beast thing. And he said that Laserbeam and Sketch got in a bar fight.
I believe I saw that. I looked it up and I couldn't find any information.
You believed it?
Why did?
They're all fake, but everyone in the comments believes, and they're like,
"That's
no way!"
I was like, "Are people stupid?"
They're all fake.
No.
All of them.
All of them are fake. All of them.
You fell for it.
Wow.
Hold on.
See what we mean. He can't believe anything on the internet.
Wait. Time out. What happened?
Pause. You fell for it on the beanbag because I played one of his videos out loud to see if you would catch on. And
fell for what?
Not so fun facts. BB No Money does a sage dive and fell. And he stabbed and died.
I was looking up that one.
I believe that Baby No Money got stabbed and died.
Yeah, you were like...
No.
Okay.
It wasn't that. It was that Baby No Money got stabbed and then they killed the fan.
Yeah, they did kill the fan. Sorry.
Can I clarify something really fast? I forgot that they had 50 mil plus 49 mil plus 48 mil plus 47 mil.
Just got 49 and 48.
Yeah, just like YouTubers that they had in the video. Ooh.
For the Mr. Beast.
It went 1 mil to 50 mil?
Yeah. And all the way through, like 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, 4 mil, all those
Who
YouTubers.
Who has 50 mil?
Oh. 50 mil was...
I thought it was just like the biggest YouTubers. Biggest. Whatever.
Man, they'd be writing articles on anything.
There's no way that there was 50, 49, 48. There's no YouTubers that like that. There's no one like that. You know how hard it is to break 30 mil?
Well, they had people from India and... Japan and other places.
Do they have any Spanish YouTubers?
Yeah, Rubius was there.
I think they had some.
Dude, Logan Paul was like one of the biggest guys there, and he only has like 23 something.
Nah, there were bigger people.
Who?
There was one guy from India, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was 50 mil for him.
Okay, someone's got. I'm gonna check myself. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, the Baby No Money thing was a lie as well.
Can we watch the video? I showed you this.
They're all lies.
Dude, when was I asleep?
I mean, you were half asleep. I won't lie.
Oh my god.
Attempted a stage dive. This is when an attendee stabbed him.
Look, okay. I'm a fucking lie.
Oh my god.
I'm right here.
Hey man.
He's gonna play.
That wasn't
songs.
Even the story.
Right? Don't play it.
Yeah,
don't do it. Don't fall for it.
It's about to be like ITBOY.
Yeah, like it was just one of those moments where I was also watching like that guy's TikTok would pop up a lot and I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. And everyone's like, oh my god, that's wild. And then there was one that I forget which one it was that threw me off. I was like, no way that's real. And then I went through this like rabbit hole. And then I realized that there's so many videos where people are like, is this real? Can someone fact check this? And no one knows the answer to it. And then I was like, it's probably fake. And it's every single one of them. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. This whole guy's thing is like making fake
That's
stories.
Awesome, honestly.
There was a YouTuber there with over 50 mil.
Well, 50, 49, 48 is what I was saying.
Yeah. Mark Rober is 54 million subs.
Damn.
Oh, the GOAT.
I'm talking,
the GOAT.
I'm saying they didn't do it by like 50 mil, 49 mil, 48 mil. They didn't do that is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Dude,
I'm pretty
sure number 49.
They never like specified that ever.
How could you get that many YouTubers with fit? Like what?
Dude, Mark Rober's 6 foot. Holy.
Whoa. He's a giant.
What the hell?
Why? What do you think he was shorter?
Yes.
He and Jimmy, I thought he was two, honestly.
Literal beast. No pun intended.
How tall is Jimmy?
6'3", I think.
Damn, bro.
Wait, look it up. I want to see.
Mr. Beast.
Have you seen the picture of him holding his little beast? That's what they say.
6'2". Little beast.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. Why did I not?
Dude, his two, little bro. Beast, bro.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. In that video that I watched, like Logan Paul and Kai Cenat and Speed all stood out as like the most entertaining creators, like just naturally.
Like, true. So I can't believe they didn't let Speed in. That was crazy.
I know, that was lame. But they're all so good on camera. It's like unreal. Compared to like all the other people, it was actually kind of unreal.
I gotta watch that.
Like, yeah, I feel Kai, like Kai had so many good moments and like no one else could have had even more than like one or two.
Yeah.
I think it's when you become famous for streaming, you're gonna be really fucking good at entertaining
in the moment.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
But he daily uploaded for like 5 years. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he's also done a lot of live, like, I feel like he does a lot more live pressing and things like that.
He's a WWE guy, so he live entertains.
So,
live entertainment.
Okay.
That's like the next level.
Okay, I got my confirmation. I saw two YouTubers with 6 million subscribers. So, I guess.
You made it all the way down to 6?
Unless, no, I'm just saying that I thought, you know.
Everything else but 6.
There's just no way that they could have that.
That would be crazy. That would take an insane amount of coordination.
Oh, take some botting. Take some YouTube botting.
Because think about it really quick. Just like logically, bam, this would be fast. Logan Paul, 23 mil. Think about how many creators there were underneath Logan Paul. Smaller than him. Way more than 23.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Mark Rober is not, though. Mark Rober is the best. He makes the...
I didn't know you had 50 mil.
That's the goat.
Mark Rober makes the...
Dude, Mark Rober is one of the smartest YouTubers ever.
Mark Rober makes that box that goes boom.
Mark Rober is one of the smartest YouTubers ever.
I like Mark Rober. Makes squirrel.
He makes... a subscription-based service, weekly summer camp with science projects
that is so cool.
Literally made out of cardboard, but they're so creatively thought out that it makes it worth the price, and you're upcharging cardboard because of your idea being so great.
What are the profit margins on that? I can't imagine.
$1 trillion.
Unit. No, but he's making hella bread.
98%
He's making
profit.
A lot of money, and only because he's smart. Like, he's one of the only people that can do that. He's such a genius. Shout out Mark Rober for being so smart and awesome and cool.
I love you, Mark. Make a squirrel race.
And he's doing a service. Like, he's like doing a good thing for kids to learn, like over the summer.
Yeah, like I'd be so into that if I was a youngin. Huh? I'd be so into that.
Me too. I'd love it. I'd be like,
I wish Mark Rober was around when I was in school, bruh.
Leave a like if like Mark Rober wasn't around while you were in school, bruh.
All I had was Trashies and Skylanders.
Yeah, what was with that? We were not learning anything, bruh.
Do you know what Mark should do for the summer? Make a lean box and use code GROUP on his lean box. Oh my God.
Hey guys, we're going to make a lean juice
box. Let's party with Marlover.
First of all, grab your lean.
That'd be so lit.
Shout out, random shout out of the day. Watch Mojo. Where'd you guys go?
Yeah, man.
What the hell happened?
Watch Mojo.
You guys make an episode
of Mojo. Mojo.
This is Watch Mojo, and you're watching the top 10 episodes.
When was their last episode? Podcast.
From this horrible wave.
They probably still post, but it's just low key.
Watch. It is pretty low key.
Welcome
what's
back to
their,
Watch, Watch Mojo. Watch Mojo. This horse fucking shit himself.
This tsunami destroyed everyone.
25
they
mil.
They probably posted today.
Let's get it.
What is that?
Yeah, I knew it.
That's top 10 movie and TV characters who died.
Wait, I'm going to guess how many videos they've posted. 8.9K.
4,800.
Oh. 27,000?
I see it says 27,000.
27, dude, they 000. Post way
go to their
too
about.
Much.
How many views do they have?
How do they? Are there that many movies in the world? Sir.
Yeah, that part.
There's not that many movies.
How many views?
Scroll down. Holy God.
I can't see it. How many?
16.9 billion.
Wow. Still less than Manos.
What?
Damn.
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 Yeah.
Damn, that's a crazy thing to say.
Get it, Evan. Get it, Evan.
Still less than Vanoss.
Get it, Evan.
1.9K videos.
16.0.
Wow. Womp womp.
Well, he only
like, they're like the
Evan.
Same. They're like on the same wavelength. And he's uploaded how many less videos? Like 28,000 less.
Yeah.
So Watch Mojo is like a bunch of ants working in a little factory.
Yeah, this is like a job. Like you have to wake
a
up.
A conglomerate of 900,000 Indians.
Dude, imagine waking up and you're like, oh man, sorry, I can't hang out tonight. I have to make top 10 modern movies with the 80s soundtrack.
Hey, can I talk to you about something What do you think are the top 10 characters that died too soon? Oh, okay, thank
Here's
you.
Here's our A-B
Dude,
test.
Dude, who's going to watch top 10 modern movies with an 80s soundtrack? Like,
you will. One
who
day.
Who cares?
More. I don't know, man.
These are like critics like or 20, movie people 20, would love 7, that. 000.
These are like forever videos.
You guys,
too.
I have to pee-pee.
Yeah, I have to pee, too. Let's wrap this up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining us.
Oh.
On, well, it's about an hour. I do have to pee. Do we wait?
Dude, we're totally going to not even crack an hour and everybody's going to hate us. So, like, dude, I don't know.
Do they even care that much?
No.
Do you guys even care?
I think you guys care more than them.
I don't care. We can make a 20-minute episode.
I don't care.
Whatever.
Do they care? Unless they start to care, then I care. I love the viewers.
Thank you, bro.
That was so cool. Give me money, y'all.
we can wrap up this controversial episode.
Let's wrap our up this
yeah, the political chat
episode,
podcast.
Yes.
Block us.
Our most serious
Block
episode.
Yes.
This episode is X-rated.
Dude, this my belly. Video is brought to you by Serious Episode Podcast.
You can only watch the uncensored version on our Gumroad. Go to the
Gumroad, dude. Imagine. Oh my God.
Gumroad.
Wow. What have you been looking at?
Unfortunately, this episode was not allowed on YouTube, so we uploaded to Vimeo. Go to our Vimeo and you can check it out.
And Rumble.
And
That's
Rumble.
That's a fucked up world. Imagine a world where we switched to like Vimeo.
Oh my God. I think the CPM over there is like so good.
Wrap it up.
Thank you everyone for coming to the group chat today. I hope you enjoyed us talking for an hour on the dot. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off.
Type one if you made it to the end.
Type one if you made it to the end, and we will see you next week.
Goodbye, guys.
Later.